Greetings, listeners. Welcome to BWP Online with the Coffee Lady. That's me. I'm your host, Rhonda Kuykendall-Jabotti. And we're streaming live on Blog Talk Radio from laid-back, cooled-out, chilled-out Southern California. Today is September 6, 2008, and I'm totally thrilled to be here with you today. I mean, absolutely stoked and sharing new and better ways to take radically good care of ourselves naturally. Today's show is all about purposeful prosperity and business integrity. Our guests are Akiva Collins of Warm Spirit and Tanya Fazell of Soul Purpose. I tell you folks, you're in for a treat. These dynamic ladies are going to share how they work within the multi-level marketing industry with integrity and high ethics. All questions and comments are welcome during the show by calling 347-633-9371. We also offer a chat environment where you can type your questions into the chat screen, and they'll be relayed by today's chat host, the most wonderful, waiting to have that baby any minute, Hafiza Akwai. Hafiza, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Is that chat room appearing yet?
It is. It's up and going.
Perfect. Okay, guests. So you're there. Interact with Hafiza. She's going to make sure that we hear all of your thoughts, comments, and questions. Now, I have to tell you guys that today's show is so awesome. We have two guests with us, Akiva Collins of Warm Spirit and Tanya Fazell of Soul Purpose. We're going to introduce you to these ladies in just a minute, but first a little housekeeping. BWP is for beauty, wellness, and prosperity. And that's what we talk about every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. I'm Rhonda Kuykendall-Jabotti, and I believe that self-care is the only level of care that matters. Without it, all other categories of care are rendered useless. BWP Online is an extension of the monthly Beauty, Wellness, and Prosperity Networking series that takes place every third Sunday in Los Angeles, California, at the famous Lucy Florence Cultural Center in the Leimert Park Village. To learn more, visit our website at www.wellnessuprising.com or www.lucyflorence.com. Both of those links are available on my profile page on Blog Talk Radio. BWP Online is here to educate, enlighten, inform, and empower you to adopt a self-caring lifestyle in which you take radically good care of yourself by giving to, nurturing, supporting, and caring for yourself before you attempt to nurture, support, or care for others. Every Saturday, we welcome guests who have made it their life's work to help others achieve a higher standard of living through natural wellness of mind, body, and spirit. Now, sit back, relax, breathe, grab a cup, and listen up. We have two very special guests today. First, I'd like to introduce Tanya Fazell, who started a Soul Purpose lifestyle business as a visionary leader earlier this year. She's been involved in multi-level marketing for nearly 8 years. She was never, and she repeatedly used the word never satisfied working for other people. So when she was presented with an opportunity to be her own boss and to be paid what she's worth and not what a job said she was worth or a company said she was worth, she jumped at it. She's remained in the industry because she really enjoys it, and it so comes out in her conversation. They always say in our business that you have to have a compelling why. That's huge in multi-level marketing. Tanya's compelling why is her family. Being with her daughter without having to ask for time off to care for her, helping her parents in their old age, and even retiring her father, taking a real vacation, going to a wonderful restaurant, eating out, and reading a menu from right to left instead of left to right. I love that. She's a people person who's building lasting relationships with her team. She empowers her team to function as independent business owners, while at the same time being part of a larger team. Her motto is no team member left behind. Tanya, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, and welcome to the call, and I thank you so much for providing this wonderful information.
You're welcome.
For your introduction. And I am going to now let everybody know what my weakness is. My notes are jammed, and I can't get to all of my information, so you guys are going to hear me stumble and stammer around a little bit. But our second guest is Akilah Collins. Akilah is a warm spirit self-care business owner who started in multi-level marketing back all the way in 1985. And at that time, she and her husband built a multi-level marketing business unit over a seven-year period. And we all know multi-level marketing is hard work. So after that, they took a little break. And then, very much to my satisfaction, Akilah decided that Warm Spirit was a good business choice for her, and she joined us back in 2003. She was first attracted to the industry as a young mother of three children. She was homeschooling, and she needed a way to earn substantial money without the demands of a traditional job or a college degree. When she returned in 2003 to the business, her children were grown, and she was looking for more personal satisfactions, like personal development and partnering with a company whose philosophy is in alignment with her own, flexibility of time, which we all love in this industry, and no glass ceilings. She's been with Warm Spirit for 5 years, and she leads a productive business unit. As a leader, Akilah is solutions-oriented. She approaches potential customers and business owners by discovering what they want and then allowing them to determine if there's a solution for them in Warm Spirit. Akilah, are you there with us?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, and I thank you both so much for being on this call. Now, you guys know these hours go really, really fast, so I'm going to be probably doing a combination of sharing some questions with both of you, and then we'll do round robin, but please feel free to interject your thoughts as we move along, because this show is really all about you sharing what you know about this industry. I'm going to start with you, Tanya. As a direct sales and multi-level marketing professional, what would you say is the most common myth about this industry?
Well, the most common myth that I know of or come across is, you know, that it's a pyramid or like some kind of a scam, and that only those that get in first are the ones that get paid the most. But we know that this is not true because the business of MLM is a very viable legal form of product distribution. And as far as the people who got in first, you know, happens with every company, everybody has a launch. There are so many cases where people, you know, who come on board with their prospective companies, you know, months after the launch or even years after the launch, and they work their businesses with focus and motivation and drive, but then they're the ones that actually end up making more money than the people who got into the company first.
Mm. Interesting. Now, Akilah, do you pretty much agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'd like to add that I think another myth is that if a lot of times people say, well, I know somebody who's in network marketing and it didn't work for them and it's not a good business. It's not something you can make money at. And it's not true because network marketing is really based on what you bring to the business. So if one person is not successful, it doesn't mean that you can't be, because you and that other person are different people and what you bring are very different. That's one of the things I love about network marketing is that you get out of it what you put into it. And if you're serious about business and you're willing to put in the time and the effort, you will have success.
Wow.
Yep, exactly.
Now, I'm going to ask both of you, either of you, you know, when you scour the internet and you're looking for work from home businesses, and there's a lot going on now because, of course, more traditional corporate America is catching on, and they're discovering that people do want more flexibility and more time. And so we see the two worlds of business that were once distinct and separate moving closer together. But when you look at these multi-level marketing businesses on the internet, or you're reading ads about them, and I'm using multi-level marketing, but some people call it direct sales, some people call it network marketing. I like using multi-level marketing because I do feel like we're shifting the paradigm at this time by legitimizing the business and making it work and letting people know that it's something that is okay to do, and hopefully that minds will begin to change about what multi-level marketing is. But when you see a lot of the ads, it is, oh, you don't have to do anything. Just sign up. You'll be rich next week. Make five figures a month within 6 months. get free leads. Everybody wants this business. Everybody wants this product. When you see those kinds of ads, what goes through your mind? And I'll start with Akilah here.
What goes through my mind? Wow. You know, there's a lot of hype around multi-level marketing, and unfortunately, I think a lot of people get sucked into the hype, and some businesses in multi-level marketing are built on hype. It doesn't work for me. It's not something that I'm interested in, and we don't do the hype thing in warm spirits. So, and I don't, we certainly don't do it on my team. I just think that there's a whole way that multi-level marketing is a legitimate business model that is successful and that really works, and it's not necessary to build in all these features that just hype people up. People need to really understand how the business works and really need to understand what it is that they need to do to be successful in this business. So when I see ads, you know, about getting free leads and all these kinds of things and just join this team or join this company and you can be an instant millionaire, it's very sad. It actually bothers me because I feel that it brings the business model that I work in, the industry, it brings it down.
I think so, too. Now, I want to pause here for just a second. I have two callers, one from area code 707 with the first three digits of 455. I'm going to unmute you because I just want to know if you have questions or if you're just listening this morning. Good morning, caller. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm on Tanya Purcell's team. Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Akiva. And I'm just listening.
Okay,
I don't
great.
Have any
if you
questions.
If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and I'll be alerted, and then that way I can come back to you. I don't want you to feel isolated out there.
Okay, thank you, and
thank
good morning
you.
To you also.
Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Yeah, and Rhonda, too, I just wanted to kind of interject into what Akilah was saying, you know, about all the hype and everything. It's crazy because it really undermines a person's intelligence. You know, you have people out here that – are just, you know, they just want to get as many people as humanly possible to get the quickest money as humanly possible. And they're making our industry seem like it's nothing but a big, you know, shopping mall where, you know, buy this, get that, you know, get into this quick. You gotta get up at the top and, you know, and we're going to put people all on your team and all this stuff, you know, and it's, and people are just hopping, you know, from one opportunity to the next. And it's like they're getting, you know, caught up. They're getting, like, so far caught up. Like, what am I doing? What's going on?
Right.
But everything, especially with the internet, it's just boom, 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 in your face. You know, everywhere in your face.
That's true.
And, you know, again, I mean, we're dealing with intelligent people. And we really want people to embrace this industry as something that they can work with and they can really make a difference in their lives, not just, you know, oh my goodness, I'm going to make $1 million in 24 hours, you know.
That.
It's hard work, you know. Forget all the hype. Just, you know, focus on the work. Yes, it's exciting to get into a business. I was extremely excited about Soul Purpose, you know.
Mm.
I was telling everybody, you know, I was happy, 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 joy, joy, joy. But, you know, I knew that it was going to take work. It was going to take focus. It was going to take time. And so that's what I would like to stress, that it's not just, oh, my goodness, I'm going to get rich overnight. That's not even my focus. My focus is to, you know, be okay, you know, and not have to worry about, you know, living hand to mouth and paycheck to paycheck and, you know, and everything. But, you know, I just want to kind of, you know, interject, you know, a little bit more there.
Okay, great. And, Tanya, I'm getting feedback in the chat room that you are coming across with a very low volume, and I'm not sure why that is because you're loud and clear to me.
Okay.
Loud and clear to me, too.
Okay, okay.
All right.
So it probably would maybe play louder, like, I guess, when you have when they play it back maybe
okay.
later on.
And then I have someone else in the chat room saying they hear you fine. So
okay, okay.
So
okay,
there we
good.
Have it.
Okay,
okay,
so, yeah, probably different, yeah.
Great, and just one moment. Caller from 770 with the first three digits, 306, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
great. Are you participating, or did you have comments at this time?
I typed in my comments on chat. I can repeat it if you like.
Oh, certainly. Go ahead. Oh, D-Hugs, hey. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, my comment basically was that I'm finding that as a business operator, that if you don't bring in new distributors, that you really don't make any income, and that the business is not solely product-driven. Any comments on that from any of the speakers?
Okay, either one of you?
Yeah, well, definitely. And it's really true, because when you think about network marketing, you know, MLM, direct sales, you know, when you think of our industry, you know, part of our job, now, you know, even if you're working for a corporation, you have a job to do to get paid the money that you're going to get paid. And there's bonuses on top of that, maybe a yearly bonus or maybe even a quarterly bonus, you know, with a regular job. And it's kind of similar with us, because we have a job to do. Our job is to sell products to customers. We should focus on customers first, in my opinion. And it is also to, yes, to bring other people into the business, because you do want that leverage. You know, compensation plans, you know, are what they are. You get a certain amount of commission off of your product sales, and you get a certain percentage of commission off of your group volume sales. You actually end up making more money, you know, in your pocket when you're recruiting and when you're teaching others how to do the business. That's basically what our job is, to sell and to recruit.
Okay. Great. Akilah, was there anything you wanted to add to that?
What I wanted to add to, I wanted to say that I completely agree with Tanya. That is an excellent description of, you know, how network marketing works. And what I say to people often is that you really need to look at how it is you want to make the money. So there are network marketing companies that pay a higher percentage for product sales than other companies. And there are some companies that really don't focus too much on the recruiting aspect and don't pay out so much on the recruiting aspect. And so you might really want to take a look at the company that you are with and other companies that are out there and see what really suits you. You know, you have options. Some companies, like I said, promote the products more heavily by paying a higher percentage, and some promote network the recruiting more heavily by paying more out through the group volume and through level overrides and things like that, leadership bonuses, which require you to have a team in order for you to earn those. So if you're really looking for a business where you want to primarily sell product and you're not really interested in recruiting, you might want to take a look at companies that are more direct sales driven as opposed to network marketing driven.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Okay. Great. Caller, did you get your answer?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'll be muting you back out. We have callers in the 972 area with the first three digits 252, as well as in the 214 area with the first three digits 986. If either of you has comments or questions, please press 1 so that I'll be notified. And then we will get to you. We are taking calls in the order that they're received. You guys, the lines are lighting up. This is a good thing, and I'm very excited about it, because this is really one of the last bastions to me in our lifetime where you can start a business. You don't need any specific training, really, and it's a level playing field. We all kind of start out with the same opportunity, and it's definitely about getting back what you put into the business. Hafiza, did you have any other questions for us from the chat room?
Not at this time, Rhonda.
Okay, great. Now, for decades, wait a minute. I wanted to go back to the, so we talked about the biggest myths in multi-level marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Akilah, with those things having been said, what do you believe is the least known fact about multi-level marketing?
I think the least known fact about multi-level marketing is that everyone has the opportunity to start a business from the same position. So that places everyone, as you said a few minutes ago, on a level playing field. When I first got involved with multi-level marketing, as you said in the introduction, I was really thrilled that I could start a business with nominal investment. And I didn't have to have a huge resume. I didn't have to have a college degree. When I was going from being a stay-at-home mom and housewife out into the business world, I was at a deficit compared to my peers who had gone straight from high school to college and had gotten that degree, which I didn't do because I had a family. And so I was at a huge deficit in the business world because I didn't I hadn't attained those accoutrements of success. And so I was able to break into a business of my own, which had always been my dream to have my own business, without having any of those things. And because of that, and it doesn't really matter whether you do have a degree or if you have work experience, because of those things, because of that position that network marketing puts you in to start out on a level playing field, everyone starts out equal. And success is attained merely by what you're willing to put into it. And I think that that's not necessarily the least known fact, but I think it's the least talked about. And I think it's one of the most important. So someone who is the CEO of a company or who is a MBA and someone like me have the same opportunity. And I really think that's important for people to understand.
Okay. Great, great. Okay. Now, for decades, multi-level marketing companies have been at war. And for those of you on the line who do not know, I've been involved in multi-level marketing now for over 20 years. And it has just, it's gone up and down. The reputation has just been awful at times and pretty much okay at others. And I think we're moving into a time where it's going to become largely successful because other systems are just proving to be too expensive. But the companies have been at war for a long time, so you're hearing constantly, my product is better than your product. My pay plan is better than your pay plan. My company is better than your company. And this has been especially true for companies within a specific industry, like the fact that Mary Kay and Avon both do makeup. So you hear different people saying different things about the two lines depending on which business they're in. And I think that the companies that are represented on the call today, Soul Purpose and Warm Spirit, are a special case because the founder of Soul Purpose was also involved in the founding of Warm Spirit. And here I'm going to start with you, Tanya. What would you like to say to clear the air where these comparisons are concerned so we can kind of exit the battlefield and get busy building our businesses free from all the emotional drama?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, what I can say is this, you know, while in a sense our companies are sisters, you know, being that we were born from the same mother, so to speak, and we can also say that we come from the same mold, you know, who is Nadine Thompson. And, of course, she's a very fantastic individual. She has so much talent, you know, product creator. She has a lot of passion and a lot of drive, and she's definitely a woman I highly respect and admire. But I can also say that our companies are different because Nadine decided that it was time for her to dig another well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, her experience with Warm Spirits was, you know, the type of experience that helped her make, you know, make her what she is today. But it's almost to me like she exhaled, you know, she breathed that same greatness again into Soul Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's basically reinventing herself through Soul Purpose, and I'm so happy just to be a part of that reinvention for her. You know, our companies may be similar, of course, they are, you know, similar, but there are also a lot of other companies in this industry that we could term similar as well. You know, both companies are in the health and wellness industry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Both companies are in the health and wellness industry. You know, both companies have fantastic products. And, you know, now with that being said, of course, there shouldn't be any drama, you know, because there's room in this industry for both companies. We all have something wonderful to offer to people, whether it be the business opportunity or whether it be the products or even both. So, you know, just to give you an end comment here, you know, basically each one of us, you know, as independent business owners just really need to focus on representing the company that we made the choice to be with. And, you know, we want to respect our decisions and each other's decisions. We want to appreciate and respect our companies. Both companies are giving us the opportunity to make a better life for ourselves. So we can even call it a truce, you know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And just let love conquer. And let love continue to conquer any pain, or, you know, disappointment or discomfort, which, you know, we all know occurred during the separation process, and just get right down to business.
Okay. Great. Akilah, your thoughts on this?
This is a really good question, and I'm so glad that you asked it because it needs to be talked about. And I love what Tanya just said. I felt that in my heart. It was, thank you so much, because I think so many people feel exactly the words that you just spoke. And I'm so happy for Nadine that she has found her next step and that she's embracing that wholeheartedly and that there are people there with her to embrace that along with her and to move forward in that direction with her. And I wish her the best and all of you who are in Soul Purpose the best. I think that the whole feud between One Spirit and Soul Purpose is silly and it just needs to go away. But I know that people need time to heal and to think and to move forward. So I hope that this discussion will help to facilitate that process. Mm. What I want to say about the competition between companies, whether it be Warm Spirit and Soul Purpose or Avon and Mary Kay or whomever, is exactly what Tanya said. There is room for everyone. Competition is something that makes things better. It holds everyone, it holds the companies like Warm Spirit and Soul Purpose to a standard of excellence that I think is necessary for companies and corporations to have that pressure to do that. And as far as the consumer goes, they have more choices. So, you know, there's nothing to say that a customer can't buy, you know, Soul Purpose products and Warm Spirit products. And in fact, I know customers who do. So I think that competition, you know, it can be healthy, and I hope and pray that we, in our unique specialized industry of skincare, wellness, and body products, that we move more and more every day toward healthy competition between One Spirit and Soul Purpose, and that we can have more opportunities like this one, where now I've met Tanya, and I've been introduced to her, and she's been introduced to me, and we can be part of a support network for each other.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. It looks like we have a couple of more questions. Callers, I see you. I see you. Chat room, I see you. I just want to get through one more question, and then we'll turn to the phone line. So please bear with us. These ladies are sharing such great information. Don't hang up. Just hang in there with me. Now, ladies, speaking of Soul Purpose and Warm Spirit, you know, being similar companies with similar products, having really a lot of people in common as well. And let me preface this by saying I would be so proud to be in a business organization with either of you as my sponsor or my upline. I love your professionalism, and I love your huge hearts and your gracious giving. Some people in multi-level marketing are engaged in more than one business, often creating direct competition with themselves. As individuals succeeding in your companies, what are your thoughts about this? Tanya, you go first.
Well, my thoughts about the practice is basically, you know, if there's a conflict of interest, you know, I'm totally against it. Because to me, you know, people, I mean, I kind of have to say this too. There are a lot of people out there that will chase after numerous business opportunities. They'll get caught up in, you know, the chasing the money, you know, so to speak, action. And, you know, they want multiple streams of income, which is understandable, but rather than do the right thing with that, you know, they end up becoming an MLM junkie, you know, and they get so caught up in, you know, I got to get the money, I got to, you know, get with this company and that company while I'm staying with the company I was with previously, but I need to be with 3 or 4 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 to 10 companies, okay, because I just got to get the money. So, you know, it ends up becoming a conflict of interest just by doing that, you know. I mean, I can see making the business decision to switch companies, but I can't see with what people do where they're with so many different ones that there is a conflict of interest somewhere in the mix. You know, I believe in focalization. I actually learned that word from one of our upline leaders on a team call one time, and I loved it. Because I'm like, yeah, it makes so much sense. So focus on building one company, you know. I don't believe in all that, you know, I call it monkey doodle madness going on in MLM where, you know, you end up creating that conflict of interest and it's your own fault, basically. So that's my thought on that.
Okay, great. Akilah.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I just learned a really cool phrase, monkey doodle madness.
Monkey doodle madness.
Monkey
I like that
madness.
Too.
Right up on my wall now. It's already, and focalization too. They're both up there.
Uh-oh.
What I'd like to add to this question is that I agree. I think that, you know, having several multi-level marketing businesses, to me, it's almost like having, it's like being a man and having four wives. I mean, who would want to do that kind of work? You know, it's just too much. And on the serious side, I haven't really found anyone since 1985 when I started, you know, in another company years ago, I haven't found anyone who or any model of success from anyone doing more than one business. I can't imagine how you focus in on your business when you have two and three and four of them that are, especially if they're conflicting. And even if they're similar, I mean, how do you know if you're talking to someone about joining your business or, you know, becoming a business partner, how do you know which business that they should even talk to them about? It just seems schizophrenic. What I would, you know, suggest to people, and sometimes, you know, I think it happens sometimes that people get involved in multiple businesses, like Tanya said, because they want to make more money and they want to make money quicker. And so an example is what I've done of how I've done this is I am actually a holistic health counselor. And so I work with people around nutrition and lifestyle changes. Warm Spirit is a perfect fit for that because we carry wellness and lifestyle products. And so what I try to do with people is help them figure out how they can weave what they already are doing in with a multi-level marketing business, whether it's Warm Spirit or some other one. So, you know, for example, if you sell or if you install cable television for a living, you may want to get into a business, a multi-level marketing business that's involved with telecommunications, because that's where you already have a level of expertise and it kind of fits with who you already are. I just find that people who tend to be in all these different businesses at once, multi-level marketing businesses at once, never find success. And it's understandable once you're in a business of multi-level marketing because you understand how much focus and attention that one business needs. So I think anything else is just monkey doodle madness.
I love that. Okay, I'm going to take a few callers right now. I love so we can talk about and just diffuse this monkey doodle madness and be done with it. That's great. Let's see. Caller from 770, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. You have a question for us?
I do. Basically, my concern is that if you're new to MLM, how do you discern who to believe? Because everyone says that their business is the best opportunity, that they have the best product. And really, as someone that's going into the business, you really just want to make the right choice for yourself and not count it as another loss. And personally, as a single woman, I can't afford to make an investment in MLM and just kind of like skip a hopscotch to the next one until I find the right fit. And so, you know, you tend to believe the person that's bringing you in because they're so enthusiastic. So how do you balance all that out?
Okay, and then before we answer that, so, yes, you've heard that question, right?
Yes.
Okay, in the name of time, I'm going to take a couple of other callers who may have questions, and then we might be able to compile answers, so just a second here. Thank you, caller, for that question. Let's see. Caller from area 301 with the first three numbers 404. Are you there? Hello? Okay. Not getting a response there. Caller from area 503 with the first three digits 860. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, great. You had a question for our guest today.
Yes, concerning the last question that you just asked the guest, my question is, I understand that, you know, there could be a conflict of interest, considering that both companies were birthed by Nadine Thompson in the way of multi-level marketing and the similarity in products. And I guess the question I have is, when someone wants to leave one and go to the other, is that question ever posed, or is that something that as leaders in network marketing, or you know, because of the similarities in the company, does that question ever come about to leave one and join the other, or does that conversation ever happen, or is that something that just you just kind of leave it up to the consultant to make that decision?
Okay, great. Go ahead.
No, that's my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's take this last question first because it's more specific, and then we'll answer the broader question of how people can select the company that's right for them. Because if you're a leader in multi-level marketing, it is true you have these great skills at persuading people, but people want to make sure they have that they get the right match. And then after we answer these two questions, we'll go back to the chat room and get more questions. So either of you can start addressing the two questions we just received.
This is Akilah, and I want to address the last question. I think the question was, does the conversation ever happen? Is that correct?
That's what it sounded like. She's off the line now, but that is what it sounded like. If conversations are being had about the conflict.
I think from my experience, that oftentimes the conversation does not happen, and I'm not sure why that is. It may be based on fear that I don't want, you know, my upline person to know or my company to know that I'm going to a different company. And what I suggest to people is that they do have the conversation with their sponsor, with their company, that they just be, you know, forthright about what it is they really want to do. And also I have to say that in regards to this question about representing more than one company, is that consultants or representatives or distributors of network marketing and multi-level marketing companies really need to understand and be clear about their consultant agreement or their distributor agreement that they signed when they became a part of a company. That is a legal document, and they need to know and be clear about what their rights and responsibilities are as a representative of that company. Some companies, like the company that I was with in 1985, do not allow you to represent any other or be a member of any other network marketing company while you are have an active or even inactive distributorship with them. So I think it's important for people to know what they really are responsible for when they're representing a company. And that's no different from when I worked for my job, which was a major corporation. We were not allowed to, and had to actually sign an agreement when we became employees, that we were not allowed to work part-time, after-time, you know, moonlight or whatever, or even contract with other companies that were in direct competition with them.
Wow.
So this is kind of a business industry, you know, standard. And I encourage people who are in multi-level marketing or considering being in multi-level marketing to really understand what their consultant or distributor application agreement states about that policy.
Okay.
But I would like to say that, yes, I think the conversation doesn't happen often enough, and I think it should. I think that representatives of companies should feel open enough to approach their sponsor, their company, and say, you know, I'm looking at this other company, you know, or I'm thinking about switching, or I am going to switch. What is, you know, what is the procedure to do this? Is can I represent both companies? I think people need to be feel free to be open to have the conversation. I'm done.
Okay. Okay. And that's great. All right. Good, good. Now, it looks like we have more questions from the chat room, so I'm going to pause here for a minute. Hafiza, was there something that you needed to relay?
Yes. Someone did have a question, and her question was, what do you say to women who are dealing with this economy right now? I'm a true believer in acting on faith and using the product, but how do you reach those who are in a pinch for money?
Okay. Tanya, we just heard from Akilah, so why don't you take that one?
Yeah. So basically the caller is asking about, you know, money issues that people might have. And, you know, for instance, you know, it's like for me, just to give you an example, you know, I came into the business with not a lot of money. And what I've been doing, because I do have a job, you know, a regular job, is I've been, you know, just, you know, selling the products, and, you know, I need product to show, so I'm getting, you know, product in increments. And, you know, some people, they're kind of afraid, you know, they'll join for the least amount they could possibly join with, and then they don't really do too much of anything else. I think a lot of people are still thinking inside the box in that respect, where, you know, okay, I got something, you know, I got some paperwork, you know, I'll be in on the training calls, I'll do what I can, but they don't realize that, you know, there's people in this industry that came from, you know, living in a car and are now, you know, multimillionaires because they took that step to get out there and really do something and really just get the business started as soon as possible. So even people who don't have a lot of money to get started, just go to work. That's basically what you want to do. You want to go to work. You want to learn everything you possibly can. You want to make sure you have that personal development, you know, in there as well, so you can learn and grow in the business. And, you know, same, you know, is true for, you know, even, you know, people that don't feel that. You know how, like, sometimes, like, where you join something and you get a little lazy, or you're like, oh, I can never do this. I don't know why I joined. You know, it's just really putting forth the effort to do your very best and learn what you need to know and take advantage of your upline, your sideline, crossline, and just get in there and do what you got to do to make that extra money that you need. Because you were broke at first does not mean you have to be broke later on. It just doesn't.
Wow.
And then for people that, you know, that even just regular customers, you know, oh, I don't have money to buy this, so that's too expensive. You know what, customers? You know, have a lifestyle party or a warm spirit gathering, you know, and earn some of that product so you can afford it. But, I mean, this business, you know, it makes millionaires. It makes people, you know, happy to, you know, be able to do something they enjoy and make extra money, you know, doing it. So money really shouldn't even be a factor, because there is a way out of every, you know, difficult money situation. There's a way out for that, and that's what this industry does. It makes a way out for people to be able to have something that they want, or to be able to live a better lifestyle, whatever it is they want. You know, this industry can make their dreams come true. They just have to go to work.
Okay, great. Now, I'm seeing a question. Well, okay, let's back it up a little bit here. Our caller was asking, and I think it's very closely related to this subject about people saying, you know, the economy is tight and people just don't have enough money, and, you know, how are we supposed to be convincing people to get into this business, and how do we succeed, and, you know, kind of looking for the guidepost. And so the caller, again, asked, how can they discern which is the best multi-level marketing opportunity for him or for her? So, Akilah, do you
want to
tackle that one?
Sure. Thank you so much. This is an excellent question. A few things that I would suggest. One is to use the products, see if there's something that you like, that work for you, that do what they say, and that you can see yourself and your family using. Because part of being a business owner in multi-level marketing companies is that you need to be a representative of the product that you promote. So do you feel like this product is something that you know, care about, that you love, that you're passionate about, that you don't have a problem promoting to other people? That's first of all. Second is compare compensation plans. You know, earlier someone mentioned, you know, about, you know, not necessarily wanting to recruit, or that, you know, there was a lot of emphasis on recruiting. So look at, especially when they wanted to focus more on product. So look at compensation plans, compare them, determine which one's really going to pay you what you are looking to be paid and in the manner that you're looking to be paid. And finally, use your intellect and your intuition. A lot of times people will come at you with hype and with rhetoric, and, you know, like Rhonda said, multi-level marketing, people get really good at convincing people and influencing people. So, you know, take time to think about it. You know, say, you know what, I want to sleep on it and think about it. And then, you know, trust your instinct and your gut and just think, through it. Don't get caught up in the hype, but look at, is this really the opportunity for me? And ask questions. Ask lots of questions. If you have questions, just keep asking them. And I would also say, look at who the person is that's bringing you the opportunity, because that's really important in network marketing, is who you sponsor in under or sponsor in with. If that person is not someone that you would normally associate with, that you would really don't want to be around most of the time, it's probably not a good match.
And I want to add that, isn't that one of the beautiful things about multi-level marketing, is that we do get to choose who we align ourselves with. And I think that often when people are coming in the beginning, they don't really take that time to say, is this person a good personality match for me as a sponsor, as a team member, as a business partner? And we're really all kind of married in these businesses, guys. I mean, you know, if my team doesn't produce and make money, I don't make any money. If I don't produce and make money, my upline doesn't make any money. If I don't do anything to set an example for my team, guess what? That energy flows downhill and they all get stifled. It's a real intricate relationship, which is very, very different from a traditional job, where you kind of go in, you remain isolated, you know, you're there for a paycheck. This business is a people-to-people, a heart-to-heart, a soul-to-soul, a spirit-to-spirit business. And so I would also like to suggest that you, like Akilah said, really take time out to make sure that the person is a good match for you and to not get swept up in the moment like Tanya talked about earlier on the call. So, again, callers, I'm going to urge you to press 1 if you're on the phone and you have any questions. I'm going to revisit the chat room here. Hafiza, is there anything else for us there?
There was a comment about market saturation, and maybe someone could address that.
Market saturation. That's
Ooh,
a biggie.
That is.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay neutral this morning. Ladies, either one of you want to take that one on?
Market saturation.
Do you want to take it, Tanya?
How about we speak together in unison?
I thought so much to say.
Okay, well, what I can say about market saturation is that I think a lot of times people in MLM try to act like it doesn't exist or it's not a problem. And it really depends on where you live and who your market is. So a couple of things I'd say are, one, everyone in the world doesn't need to be your market, which is a little bit contrary to what most MLMers will say. It's like everybody's your prospect, and it's not true necessarily. I recently just kind of defined my target market, and that has made it much easier for me to not run into other people who have been exposed to my product and my company. And I guess my final words about market saturation are Mary Kay. I mean, Mary Kay is everywhere. I can't show up at an event where there's not a Mary Kay representative. If I do any kind of search on the internet for, you know, home-based business, Mary Kay is there. I know several Mary Kay people who live right in my neighborhood, and yet they're all successful. So I think that market saturation is a real thing, but because a lot of people don't stay in network marketing or don't really work their business, what I find is that even though a lot of people where I live know about Warm Spirit, there's always a few people who have never heard of it yet, but mostly there are people who are like, well, I used to have a Warm Spirit consultant, but I don't know what happened to her. So even though people know about it and the market is sort of saturated, there aren't a lot of people who really stick with their business and work their business the way that I do. And so the market is more open for me because I'm consistent, is what I believe.
I feel like the same is true for any line of business right now. As a matter of fact, I was having a conversation just yesterday with someone, and I was saying that if you're on top of your game, you can own your market. It doesn't matter what your product is. People are craving, they are starved, start craving mad for good service, for
good service,
consistency,
yeah.
For
yeah.
In my neighborhood, a Rite Aid and a Walgreens right across the street from each other.
Mm.
And then, as in most neighborhoods, there's like a Walgreens in five directions, five blocks in the other direction, and one about 10 blocks in the other direction. There's three Starbucks within walking distance to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So saturation is not necessarily an indication that you can't be successful. I think if you provide better service, excellent service, I won't even say better, just excellent service. If you are on your game, if people know that they can come to you and that you're still going to be doing your business and still knowing about your products and still on your game, they're going to keep coming back. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. And you're right, Akilah, you know, about especially consistency and working the business. It doesn't really even matter if a person feels the market is too saturated. Everything you said makes so much sense because, you know, even with me going out here now with Sole Purpose, and you know, people are looking for natural and organic products. People want these products, but you know, they don't want to go into some big expensive department store to see if they can find something with the word natural on it and pay, you know, I mean, pay so much money for it. They're looking for that personal service, and if we can give them the personal service and we get out there. And, you know, the more people we expose to our service and our products, the more people we will be able to get as customers, we'll be able to grow our business, we'll be able to even grow an organization of other, you know, entrepreneurs within our business. And it's true, consistency is the key because you're right. People don't work the business consistently. People drop out of the business, you know, or, you know, someone's like you said, with Warm Spirit, you talk to someone who couldn't even find a Warm Spirit consultant, you know.
Right.
So if you're out there and you're pushing, you're plugging away, you're getting your name out there, you're known, you know, in the community as, you know, either a Sole Purpose, Life's Entrepreneur, or Warm Spirit, Independent Consultant, and you're out there, people are going to know you. They're going to come to you. So it doesn't matter, again, if the market is saturated because you own that market. You're out there. You're doing your business.
And for anyone, if you're in direct sales or multi-level marketing or network marketing, whatever your company's calling it, and you've ever been with one company and then you moved on to another company, if you do what these ladies are suggesting, which is to just make sure that you're operating your business and building really a fence around it of excellence and associating excellence with your name, then people are buying you. They trust you. This is a consultative sale in terms of the business, in terms of the products. There are no two ways about it. That is why in most of the companies you're called consultants. Now, if you're more of a distributor type of person, that's okay too. But I think the big deal is do what you say you're going to do, and it won't matter what the competition is doing. There isn't enough excellence in the business world out there. So it's been interesting. Kind of a thing to have to consider who else is out there and how many of them are there. And, wow, you guys, we're down to like 7 minutes. Okay, I want to get through just a few more comments. I see one other caller. Just hold on, caller. We're going to get to you. But now we got to do some shameless plugs here because these ladies have given very generously of their time. So I'm going to ask you first, Akilah, what is your favorite Warm Spirit product?
Wow. I just have to pick one. I would say it's the Restore Juice Elixir, and part of the reason why is that as a holistic health counselor, I'm thrilled to have this product containing some of the best superfruits in the world and the ability to recommend them to my clients who are looking for more energy and a way to do a slow detoxification. It's just an amazing product. It's unique. I just love it because it's unique, and it does what it says it'll do.
Okay, great. Tanya, what's your favorite Sole Purpose product?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right. We have a lot of different products. I have a lot of favorites. You know, we have nutritional products from our partner company as well. But as far as the body products are concerned, I love the Sole Purpose Body Custard. It's luxurious. I have to use that word, and I don't use that word normally. But it is. I mean, and can I, you know, give it like a little ABCD for the fragrances that I love too under one topic?
Very quickly.
Very quickly, you know, Brazilian jackfruit, custard, Haitian vetiver pepper, Tuscan blood orange. I mean, These products are wonderful. The thing of it is, the custard, it makes my body feel so good, smooth, soft, like butter, you know. And so the next day I'm still moisturized. And I have very sensitive, dry skin. Then you have the ingredients. You have the vitamin D. You have the acai berry. You have wild-crafted shea butter from Ghana, you know, in our products, and other wonderful, wonderful ingredients. So I'm very happy right now. My top product for body would be the body custards that we have.
Okay, and I just have to say, you know, it is so true in this business what we say, that people sell what they love. Now, Akila is a certified holistic health practitioner, and her favorite product is the Restore Juice Elixir, which is our health product. It's the consumable health product in the Warm Spirit line. Tanya is from the beauty industry, and she said, what? Oh, glimmering, shiny, wonderful, moist skin. Well, I think that you've both chosen as favorites the products that are aligned with you and how you live your life. Okay, we have 4 minutes left, guys, so we're going to be talking really fast here. Complete this sentence for me, and I'm going to go for the business jugular first. Akila's Warm Spirit business unit or team is perfect for people who, what, Akila?
Believe that integrity and consistency are core business values and desire to become part of a powerful network that supports your unique vision for success.
Great. Okay. Now, Tanya's sole purpose business unit or team is perfect for people who, what, Tanya?
Who really want to know what it takes to be successful in this industry, people who have the passion, desire, and drive to learn about this business, or even for people who already know about this business. We have a wonderful roadmap to success. We show you how to be successful, and we just want people that they're very serious, that have a superior work ethic, that are just really driven to do well, and we are definitely, you know, we have the type of team where there's always support. So for people who want that support, who want that oneness, you know, that together everyone achieves more type of mentality, you know, it's just the perfect team for them.
Wow. Okay. I want to stress to all of the callers on the line that if you had a question and we didn't get to you, our guest will be hanging out in the chat room with us for some time after the show. So you'll be able to, if you're not logged in, if you're only listening by phone, jump on the Internet. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/yourcoffeelady. Click, and the chat icon should be there. You can enter the chat room and interact with these ladies for a while, because I see that there's a lot of questions, there are a lot of comments, which is good. We like compelling topics that encourage people to call in. I want to, because our time is almost up, I want to thank both of my guests. Oh, my God, you guys, this was great.
Thank you.
I had a really good time, and you shared so much with us. I hope our listeners are able to benefit from your insights about multi-level marketing. It is a dynamic business opportunity, and it's one of the very rare level playing fields in the world of business ownership. Initial investments are low, and you get out of it what you put in, good, bad, or indifferent. Listeners, again, if you're interested in further exploring companies or products that were represented by today's guests, you'll find Tanya Fussell and her Soul Purpose information at www.soulpurpose4all.com. That's www.soulpurpose4all.com. Akila Collins and her Warm Spirit business and information can be found at www.keytowellness.com. That's www.keytowellness.com. I love spending this time with you guys every week, and I thank you so much for choosing to spend this time with me. Thank you for your continued support. This show has been recorded and is available at www.blogtalkradio.com/yourcoffeelady. Please don't forget to return to the profile page. Click play. Click play and use the 5-star rating system to rate today's show. Share some of this powerful knowledge with your friends by sending them the link to the show. Join us next Saturday when we'll talk about black men and prostate cancer with Ron Brewington, who's a double prostate cancer survivor, Dr. Farid Zarif, who's the creator of the Zarifian method of weight loss and wellness, and he has some great information about using food as medicine,
and Omar Collins, who's going to introduce a revolutionary platinum cookware that supports a healthier way of living and eating. Remember to strive every day to take radically good care of yourself by giving to, nurturing, supporting, and caring for others before you attempt to nurture, support, and care for yourself before you attempt to nurture, support, or care for others, that is. This is Rhonda Kuykendall-Jabadi, your host of BWP Online, saying thank you, be well, and I'll see you in the chat room.
Thank you,
so
Rhonda.
Much.
Thank you, Rhonda.
You're welcome.
Tanya.
Thank you.
You're welcome.